coming up on episode number 960. Wow, we begin the countdown. 40 episodes till we hit 1,000. That is amazing. But right now, it's time to do an all-request show. You're going to hear covers of James Brown, Talk Talk, Daft Punk, and The Four Lads. It's all this and more, and Trivia with Tina at the end, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. This is where you emailed in and told me what songs you wanted to hear. No call-ins on this one, but if you do want to call in anytime, that number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That is toll-free, so be sure to take advantage of that no matter where you are. In the U.S. Outside the U.S., probably not toll-free. But you can always record a request and attach it to an email, and that's free. Do that anytime. But what we are going to do is do emailed-in requests this time. JD from New York, who's actually, I just went to Las Vegas and did some work for JD for a website, so I actually got to see him fairly recently. He emailed in and requested See Emily Play from David Bowie's Pinups album. Great, great all-cover album that David Bowie did. Wow, early on, 1973 he released that thing. Here is his cover of Pink Floyd's See Emily Play.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That is Natasha Atlas and her cover of James Brown's Man's World, that one from her 2003 collection, Something Dangerous, and that one going out to Bill Jacobs, who said she keeps the sultry soul of the original and adds just a touch of Arabic flair. And, of course, the singer gender switch changes the meaning entirely. Couldn't agree more. Great suggestion, Bill, and thank you for sending that in. Before that, you heard Roads Girdle the Globe, that one by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin. Now, this is not the same Dave Stewart as the Dave Stewart that's in the Eurythmics. This is a different one, but I think he's great. You know, he's just as good. That one from an album called Up From the Dark, only two albums released by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin, as far as I know. But both of them done in that great keyboard electronic style way back in the 80s, mid-80s. That one came out in 1985. And, of course, it's a cover of XTC. That one going out to Alan from Indy. David Bowie started us off by request from JD in New York. See Emily Play from his 1973 all-cover collection Pinups. Of course, a cover of Pink Floyd. We'll get back to the music here in just a second, but let's celebrate the 30th anniversary of Skylab on ThinkGeek with some great discounts. You can actually go to thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses, right now and get $20 off of any order of $60 or more. That is a great deal. That's like, you know, a third off. Well, it's not like a third off. It is a third off. And it's all these great space things like space clocks and shirts and let's see what else we got. Doctor Who 50th anniversary travel mug set. I mean, basically whatever you buy, if you spend $60 or more and use the coupon code, which is Skylab, I should have been able to remember that one, you'll get $20 off your order of $60 or more. Heck, I'm doing that myself. That's a great deal. And I'm going to take advantage of that today myself. It's just one of the great deals you can find over at thinkgeek.com. But before you do that, before you take advantage of that great coupon offer, please, oh, I beg you, please go to coverville.com and use the link on the right side of the page. It's a ThinkGeek link. Click that. It'll take you over to ThinkGeek. Nothing changes. Don't worry. It takes you right over to thinkgeek.com. And no matter what you buy, it will give a little bit of a kickback to Coverville, which goes right back into the show. So please do that over there at thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, I had a request from Ben about a group, actually. Where are these guys from? Of course, they are from New Orleans. It is a group called Brasft Punk. And before you criticize my pronunciation, it is Brasft. So you got to get that Brasft Punk. there was a Kickstarter that they put together to release an album or an EP. A group called the Mad Wicked actually putting this together. Here is their cover. And by the way, if you couldn't have guessed, it's a brass band that does covers of Daft Punk. Actually, they're called the Mad Wicked. The album is called Brasft Punk, which actually makes it a lot easier for the guy who has to introduce them in concerts. Here is the Mad Wicked and their cover of Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. We'll be right back.
was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople been a long time gone. Oh, Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople is a Istanbul. Now Constantinople, so if you love dating in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Constantinople, so if you love dating Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just like to bet it away, bet it away, bet it away.
Istanbul. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople been a long time gone. Oh, Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople is a Istanbul. Now Constantinople, so if you've loved dating Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Such a shame to believe in escape, a life on every face. Oh, that's a shame. Till I'm finally left with an eight. Tell me to relax while I just stare. Maybe I don't know if I should change the feeling that we share. It's a shame. Such a shame. Number me with rage.
let's get some Dutch symphonic metal on the show for you, courtesy of Jordy, who recommended this. It is an album called Delane from an album, I'm sorry, it's a group called Delane from an album called Interlude, where they do covers of Small Town Boy by Bronski, Beat Cordell by the Cranberries, and Such a Shame by Tuck Tuck, which you heard right there. Brand new album from Delane called Interlude, and of course the rest of it is all originals, so make sure you check that out. Delane and their cover of Tuck Tuck's Such a Shame. Before that, excuse me, pardon me, Milan and Phoenix's cover of Istanbul, Not Constantinople, originally by the Four Lads, popularized by They Might Be Giants. That was included as part of the Armada at Ibiza, the Closing Party 2012 album, but you can find it on a bunch of different dance albums, different versions of it, different mixes, but that's the one I like the most. Istanbul, Not Constantinople by Milan and Phoenix. We start off the set with the Mad Wicked and their cover of Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger from the brand new EP that they funded via Kickstarter called Brasft Punk. And try saying that five times fast. Let's see how you do. We are going to get right to the next set of music here. This is going to be a fun set of music because there's a little bit of a chain that goes on here between Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix and all the connections. And even this first song has an amazingly odd connection to it. Let's listen to it. It is a cover. Well, stay with me here. It's a cover of a song by Bob Dylan that was covered by Jimi Hendrix that was covered again for the science fiction television show Battlestar Galactica. And that version was covered by Tim Russ, who played Tuvok from Voyager. Still with me? This one was recommended by Flash Jervis, R. Alan Jervis from the Tadpool. Let's go ahead and get into it. Here is All Along the Watchtower, performed by Tim Russ, a.k.a. Tuvok, from Voyager.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman, they drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. You and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour's getting late. We'll be right back.
Make anything. buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hair. I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. I've been meek and high like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. I got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. I like your smile and your fingertips. I like the that you move your hips. I like the cool way you're looking at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. A little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. I got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. What you must do when you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. I got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand.
Annie and the Hedonists with their cover of Buckets of Rain from their 2012 album, Women Be Wise, that one going out to Roger in Albany, who saw them in concert, and all their music is covers. He recommended that one because it was a great version there. I agree. I totally agree. Go check them out. That's Annie and the Hedonists. Before that, you heard Little Wing performed by Chiuk, maybe is how it's pronounced. Featuring Shezla Neiman, that is a Polish cover of Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing, and that one you'll find on a single of the same name. Came out in 1990, Little Wing by Chiuk and Shezla Neiman from Poland. Thank you, Richard, for suggesting that one. We start off with a request going out to R. Alan Jervis. That is Tim Russ covering the Bob Dylan version. Well, the Bob Dylan original, but the Bear McCreary Battlestar Galactica version of All Along the Watchtower. That one from a single of the same name that came out last year. I had no idea that even existed, but boy, am I glad he told me about that. By the way, just dawned on me that I didn't talk about the requester for the Four Lads, They Might Be Giants, Istanbul cover. That one was Jonathan. So Jonathan, thank you for that suggestion as well. Well, Tina is here for a little Musically Challenged, and we're going to get this one together right away. Tina, how have you been?
I've been fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything? What's new going on in Tina world?
In Tina world? Well, I mean, it seems like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, your eyes are getting back to 100%, more or less. I mean, a few issues.
Yeah, that's true. I did have a little issue and had 5 holes in my retina. They had to laser.
The emergency lasering.
Yeah, which freaked me out.
But now it's pretty much shifted to the cat.
it shifted to the cat. Now the cat's blind. And then...
Get a little closer to your mic.
Oh, sure.
That's what that symbol means.
Okay. And then... Yeah. It's just a lot. And then your grandfather passed away before the cat went blind. Yeah, it's been busy.
It has been busy. Well, this will hopefully be a few minutes respite.
Yes.
To enjoy. This is fun. This is another one of those What the Riffs from J.D. Friedland. So let's get right into it.
Hello, Brian and Tina. This is J.D. again with another episode of What the Riff? Again, the idea here is that a certain riff from a song has been lifted, borrowed, or otherwise absconded from a previous song by a previous artist. I'm going to play the riff as well as the original riff from which it's lifted. Your job is to guess the artist and song of both versions that use that riff. Some of these are direct lifts from other songs, while others do homage, or maybe similar, but not quite exactly duplicates, of the original. You will get a point for naming the artist and song, as well as the original artist and song, and with 5 sets, there are a total of 20 points. Good luck. Here's riff number 1.
All right, well, that was a quickie.
I can see the guy. And I know the song, but I can't think of the name. Sorry, I'm like trying to do it in my head.
That's all
right. I can't get there fast enough. Not Jimi Hendrix.
No, but it's so close.
It's the other guy who died.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. You're trying to think of Jim Morrison.
Yes. Thank you. I knew it was like a Jim or James.
So that was The Doors, Hello, I Love You, and The Kinks, All Day and All of the Night.
Okay.
All right.
Again, trying to start you off easy. Here's riff number 2.
Okay.
I don't know what the first one was.
I think the first one was Supertramp, Cannonball.
Okay. And the second one... Oh, it was like an 80s group, but I don't know. I can't think of it.
That was The Talking Heads.
Talking Heads, yes.
And I think the song is Life Before Wartime.
Okay.
But it's the one that's got Stop Making Sense in it.
Yes.
That they pulled that album title from. Okay.
All right, getting a little harder now. Here comes number 3.
Well, the second one was Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of those titles of the songs. Because they don't, like, it wasn't Kashmir, was it?
No,
Yeah, see, I don't... It was on the album 4.
Right.
Because I listened to it over and over again.
Boy, I can't even think of it. Yeah. But it is, it's absolutely Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
The first one is The Pretenders.
Oh, right.
And I don't know the name of that song either.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I know you got one of those, but did you get both? Here comes number 4.
Yeah, that was the one I was expecting.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know who that is. I know, isn't that funny? It's a 70s.
Uh-huh.
And he has that really low voice, but who is it? I don't know.
It's a group. It's The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yes, okay.
And the first one, though, was, I want to say it's Backstabbers by the OJs? Or Smiling Faces. I think it's called Smiling Faces. All right.
Same group who does that Money, Money, Money?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And finally, riff number 5. Feel free to pause here to think about your answers.
Is it My Girl?
It's not.
No, what is it?
What's funny is the second one made me forget the first one. Like, I forgot.
I know, right?
that The first or the second one is Petula Clark's Downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
Can I back up in this? No. Let's see here. I'm curious if I can. That's the second one. Here's the first one. That's
that's a more
Green
recent.
Day.
Yeah.
I think it's Green Day. From, what was it? It wasn't from American Idiot. Boy, okay, I can't place it. All right, let's see how we did.
And press play when ready to proceed. And now for the answers. The first riff comes from 1968's Hello, I Love You by The Doors. The same riff used in 1964's All Day and All of the Night by The Kinks. In the liner notes to The Doors box set, Roddy Krieger has denied the allegations that the song's musical structure was stolen from Ray Davies. Instead, he said the song's vibe was taken from Cream's song, Sunshine of Your Love.
Mm-hmm. I could
okay,
see that.
Okay, Robbie, that second riff.
Oh, yeah.
It's the keyboard opening to Cannonball by Supertramp, recorded in 1985, which can also be found in 1979's Life During Wartime by Talking Heads.
Life During Wartime.
I used the original...
I said Life Before Wartime. That's the prequel song.
Right. Yeah.
The Talking Heads version as opposed to the live version, which also uses the keyboard intro that you heard in Cannonball. This Ain't No Disco. Number three is Uncontrollable Urge by Devo, released in 1978. A much faster version of the riff found in Misty Mountain Hop by Led Zeppelin from their epic Led Zeppelin IV, released in 1971.
Misty Mountain Hop. Yes, should have gotten that. And it's funny that I got Devo and the Pretenders confused.
Yeah.
Because they both came from Akron, Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you got them confused?
Well, no. I mean, okay. It just sounded like it sounded like a Pretenders riff. And
okay.
So I said Pretenders. Okay.
I love the way John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page harmonized to open up Misty Mountain Hop. That last riff, Waiting by Green Day, released in 2001. Reminiscent of 1964's Downtown by Petula Clark. I would have liked to have lifted a different section of Downtown for this, but that was the only part that didn't have vocals. So, how did you do? I was a bit robust on my guess last time, so this time I'm going to guess that you got 16 out of 20. Thanks again for listening, and I'll keep cranking these out as long as I can keep finding these riffs.
Love it.
Cool.
Thanks, JD. Yeah, so let's see. What was our score? We got 4 for the first one. We got just the songs for the second one. I'd say we probably came pretty close to 13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I'll take it. It's good
Sounds
enough for me.
Good.
And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, make a suggestion, send a request, it's easy. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to become a Coverville citizen. You've got about a week and a half until rates go up. So if you want to lock in the price of $40 a year for basic Coverville citizenship, or $45 for international, $65 for Key to the City, all those other options right there, make sure you visit coverville.com and go to subscribe, and you'll find all the options right there. But you got to do it before May 22nd. That is when rates sadly have to go up, just to keep up with shipping and stuff like that. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story, as you've come to expect. So stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, they're harder, better, faster, and stronger.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.